Morning, everybody.
Good morning. How cool is this? There is awesomeness in the air today. Hey, Sarah, good morning. I've not been getting the chats on my little monitor here, so it's good to see them now. Good morning, everybody. Excited. Look at this. I want to start up with something. Normal John Doe
versus Agent of Awe.
Good. Scott did. Scott filled that in on the comments yesterday for the day. We talked about our nicknames and who we are when we believe the shadow voices versus who we are when we are in our power. So I love that. Normal John Doe versus Agent Awe. Love sharing that. All right, everybody. Let's take a look at what we're our mindset for today. Get buzzers going off here. Close your eyes if you're able. Love to visualize this part. As entertainers, we are the product. While we might practice our art for more hours than an audience member can ever imagine, the magic, the song, the jokes, the balls in the air are but a sliver of what they really see. While they will certainly be entertained by our talents, they are silently creating a much more holistic vision of who we are. How we look, how we move, how we cover the segues and mishaps of a live performance. How we speak and how we hold silence. Just like you do when you are in an audience, those who watch you perform are making assumptions based on the stuff you've never even thought to practice. And all of it, for better or for worse, balances on the fulcrum that is your physical body appearance. How we treat this body, which carries us from moment to moment, is often neglected until we walk by a mirror, get an offhanded comment, or are told by a doctor that it's time to stop, or start, or modify something we have always taken for granted. Today, friends, we will do an exercise in accountability and take a fast action on our health. And everything we have done so far tees us up beautifully for this work. So just quick question, what happened when I read that? Did you feel something come up inside of you? Did you think, oh, that? Or did you think, oh, hell yeah, that? All right. It's a big one, man. This is something that's kind of cool. Let's talk about some myths about this. First, I want to make it clear, you don't have to look like anybody else. You don't have to look like anybody else in this business in the least. You are perfect how you are, and all we're going to talk about today is the accountability piece of that. How are we in integrity with that? Because in business, you literally only need to be congruent so that the buyers don't feel a disconnect between what they see and what you say, right? You can pick that off. That's called a bullshit meter, and we can pick it off 100 miles away. I've seen many overweight, even obese comics. Yeah, here's some different body shapes. Look, this is proof. We don't have to look like anybody else. You know, we've all seen many overweight, even obese performers fail to develop a bond with their audience because there's a character disconnect, all right? There's something going on that isn't mentioned. And for those moments that we get to see you on stage, there has to be congruency. So it takes us unraveling whatever beliefs that have led to stories that we are using to hide who we are on stage that may be keeping us from something truly great. You know, comedians such as Ralphie May, yeah, John Panette, Chris Farley, man, some of the greats, right? Belushi, all these guys, they paid the ultimate price at a very early age. Character fully committed, but they paid the price. And I don't know if it was worth it. I don't know if the trade-off was worth it. You know, only they know that. But one thing we can say for sure, there was congruency in the character, right? How they looked, what they acted, what they said, what they made jokes about. You know, I used to watch Ralphie May. John Panette, basically every single joke was about his body shape. So, you know, total congruency, wasn't trying to hide anything, fully accountable for who he was and in congruent with what the audience saw. You know, our culture no longer requires us to work. And in a way, that's a crime. Places like gyms, things like treadmills and elliptical machines, things like weights are modern day substitutes for real work. The stuff that used to be required and kept us strong and healthy, chopping wood, carrying water. I freaking love this tattoo because I love the whole concept of where we came from with chopping wood and carrying water and hunting down images for today's work. I found this tattoo and I read the story about this woman. Wow. Wow. Really cool. That's a hip tattoo. Yeah. So as we push ourselves to take fast action in business and relationships, you know, that's personal and professional. Of course, we're going for both in this stuff. We would be selling ourselves radically short if we didn't also take fast action to create a body that serves us to the best of our abilities and is congruent with what the audience sees. All right, so I was thinking about how to do this best. I want you to kind of, as much as you can, be unknowing about what's coming up. And in person, I know how I do this. So I'll just try and simulate it as best I can here. Answer these in the comments or on your notepad, really, whatever you can. If you're watching on replay, definitely answer them. Do this. This is our work for today. And feel free to answer them in the comments. This is a confidential zone and no judgment here at all. In fact, I tell you, the deeper strike you take, the more help you're ever going to get from me. That's just the way it works. So answer these in the comments or on your notepad live or on the replay. You know, this is the accountability work. This is when we choose to do something that's harder so that it's got less power next time. Yeah, can you understand that? Less power next time. If we keep it in shadow, if we hide it, repress it, deny that it's us, it shows up every time, just like clockwork. Can't fail. Oh. Once we own it, can take a look at it. That's a lot of what the fast action is. That's a lot of what we're doing. All right, so go deep on these, and I'll put these up on the screen after I ask them. But just for now, as I call out one of these questions, just put a tick mark or take a note in your head and say, oh, yeah, that one. That's the one I want to work on. Good. I'll put this up. All right. Here we go. What are the most important parts of your stage appearance personally for you? You know, it could be things like teeth, posture, hair, skin quality. Do you like who you see in the mirror? Again, just tick down a word so you know to come back to this one. I'll have them all on the screen. What would you silently think of yourself if you saw you on stage? Is your stage character congruent with your appearance? How is your heart health? Blood pressure, cardio, resting heartbeat, stuff like that. Are you eating in a way that supports your career? Are you doing sugar, soft drinks, late night desserts? Or are you eating healthy foods? Next, do you exercise regularly? Do you smile when you speak? Are you approachable? Where are you in terms of your ideal weight? Is your skin healthy? Biggest organ on the body, is that healthy? Next, are you hiding a part of yourself that just might be your personal path to fame and fortune? Are you hiding a part of yourself because of a belief you have or a story you've told yourself? Is there a belief you have about your physical appearance that's limiting you? Do you do emotional eating? Do you drink or do drugs to be happy? How's that? We all right? You guys hanging in there? All right, I'm going to put these on the screen real quick. And I want you to move into the action piece of this thing. There's a lot here we could do with today's fast action. You know, I have a few ideas. I'm going to put out the guidelines. And if you don't like what I suggest, I have something else for you. All right. But here's where I think the deepest strike can happen. And that is to do what I'm suggesting right here. Get on these questions right here. Grab two of the list. Grab two of them from the list above that really hit you hard. That go, shit, I don't want to answer those. Those are the ones to answer them. Answer them honestly. I'm going to guide you through that in a second, even deeper than honest. Tell yourself something about those questions that will surprise you. Surprise you and maybe, just maybe even set you free. All right? Tell yourself something along those lines that'll surprise yourself, maybe set you free. That's what can happen. Might be obvious, but I want you to answer the person when you have those two questions. I want you to answer this question when you have those two picked out. Is this the person you want to be? All right, the answer is probably no. That's why those hit you. But take a moment to actually say, no, these are not the person I want to be. There's a big piece of accountability that starts with ownership. So next, and this is without a ton of thinking, I want you to write a fast that'll take a slice at those stories, those beliefs. You know, if it's a weight issue, I want you to just do a fast action that says, for today, I'm going to see what it feels like to eat healthy. You know, I was standing there eating a frozen yogurt on December, on leap day of February 28th of 2012 with my son. I was eating this yogurt that had just stacked to the brim with gummy worms and peanut butter cups and things. And when we finished it, I literally felt like shit. I mean, I was just, my stomach was going, I could feel my pulse in my teeth. And my son said, what are you going to leap for leap day? And sugar shot out of my mouth. And, 7 years later, this, a book, an online program that's changed the life of thousands of people around the world, a different income stream, which is something I wrote a fast action course we're going to do in a couple days. But I tell you, being honest with ourselves, accountability sets us free and opens the door to the next chapter. So what's a small, fast action that you can take about those two things that you picked out of that line, that lineup of questions? And I'm not talking about big things. Drop something in the box if you want, though. I'll probably tell you to tune it down. But a small, fast action you can take. You know, shadows and unraveling these things, it's all about slow change. I wrote on the board that one of the first days that we're not going to go right from zero to perfection. All we can do is do those little steps across that bridge, and we feel it, and we stand there for a second, and we say, I'm alive at this one. That's big stuff. So you got those questions. You got your two. You've written a fast action. At some point in today, I am asking you to do a completion about the belief that allow or lead you to do that to your body. And this is a big one. But there is some belief you have, and I want you to do a completion around that belief. It's going to be a good one too, man. It's going to be a really good one. Keep hair out of my face. Yeah. Shit, man. Hey, I will never be the one to judge any one of these things. These things are so damn important to us, and they affect every single thing. Down. I got no right to talk about this. I was probably, I was 18 or so when I was 20 years old when I bought a car and went across country for my first time doing shows at Renaissance festivals. It had a sunroof. I let it down. I could see my scalp, man. And I was then 23 going on Tonight Show. And I decided right after the Tonight Show, all I did was stare at my balding head. I wore hair pieces on stage for 13, 14 years. Stupidest thing. You know, now I look back on it, I grew out of it. But I'll tell you, man, it was all I could think about. I was getting to do these amazing shows. And all I could think about was, this little thing, keeping the hair out of my eyes. Sora's little shadow there, man. It's amazing, this stuff. So if you don't want to do this exercise, and, you know, let's be honest, we're here to play. I mean, we're here to do this stuff. But if you don't, if you already work out, if you already have everything in line and you want to do something, I still want you to get into your body today. I still want this to be a fast action day where we look at the health side of us, the physical appearance, who we are. Because eating at this stuff, this is what opens the next door, our next door. So if you exercise, you don't want to do this other thing. I'm just going to say this in case. I've seen everybody in this group. I've talked to them. I think we're all playing on the bigger level. If you don't, though, I did write something here. If you exercise, I'm going to ask you to do 2 times the intensity or the length or the focus of whatever you do. All right? Double it. Just to feel what it feels like to push yourself and know you can live. I told you when I was in death of my sickness the other day, instead of wallowing, I signed up for a Spartan race, a beast level Spartan race that's happening in Lake Tahoe in September. So, man, opening that door got me better a lot quicker. So, and if you don't exercise, I'm going to suggest that you do something today to change up your physical chemistry. If you're just a person that says, hey, I don't exercise, I want you to touch on this. If you're a person who doesn't exercise and you're a person who doesn't want to do the stuff we talked about in the first 15 minutes of this, I'm still going to ask you to do something today. I don't care if it's walk, lift, don't hurt yourself. There's a lot of that goes into a simple lift. But, you know, do something to surprise yourself today physically. That's what this fast challenge is about, that we can physically surprise the part of our body that people see. It affects everything. Affects everything, you guys. And another fast action, if you're that person, could be to walk into a gym and be accountable to someone you don't know, a physical trainer who works there. You know, this is a big stroke. I don't know everybody in this group personally, but a lot of people in this group are in shape where they may not do this. But if you are someone like that, or you want to help someone, surprise someone, tell them to go into a trainer and be accountable for who they are, how they live their life, how they feel, and just get that stuff out of your head. The more we shine light, we've talked about this before, but you know, getting out the light and shining it on our shadow behaviors kills them. Negatives develop in the dark. Bacteria, mold dies in the light. Wow, the sound of my own voice. Don't backpedal out of my own jokes. Sarah, God, I had to put these on to read the name, and I'll tell you, out of 50 people who could have written that, that may be the last name I expected to see at the top of that comment. So let me just tell you, and I'll tie back to my story. People thought I was a fucking nut for thinking about wearing stage hair, you know, back in the day. This is the stuff that's us. So I guarantee if Sarah doesn't like the sound of her own voice, that's affecting her performance, her future, her income ability, her impact on the world to no extent. So Sarah, damn it, 2, 3, 4 completions around that work today. All right, I, 19, we'll actually end. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, we have an amazing question. Here we go. I think I just pressed the magic button. Magic button, come to life. Here we go. Not that magic button, this one.
Hey, Barry. How do we deal with people who are unprofessional in our professional lives, i.e. somebody who we have commissioned for a job or a service who just isn't delivering and causing us frustrations and headaches? Thanks.
All right, and I love this question. I picked this one out for today. Thank you, Colin, by the way. Were you guys able to hear that question okay? I hope you were. I had somebody hook up the sound, so the it went right into Zoom, and I think it worked. Were you able to hear that question? Heard it. Excellent. Very good. So, great question for today, because we're talking about accountability. And I'll tell you, this points to nothing more than you having the remarkable opportunity to not give this person the pass, Colin. Not do this bullshit that we do in this culture where we say, hey, I'm not going to call you on your shit. And next time I screw up a little bit, I don't want you calling me on my shit. And this is a big stake. This is a line in the sand. This is you offering support accountability to this guy. And it comes down to being brutally honest. You know, assuming you guys had an agreement, spoken or written, you get to tell him this is the agreement the way I understand it. This is the data of what's happening. And this is really important. Stick on data only to things that a video camera, just like this, would see without a microphone. All right. So if you had an agreement that you were going to be here at 3 o'clock and he shows up at 3:10, that's data. If he showed up at 3 o'clock and he was in a bad attitude, that's not data. That's you having a judgment around that. So really important when you're doing this, we had this agreement. Here's the data. Here's what's happening. These are judgments I have around someone, you know, and you can separate it from him. These are judgments separated from him or her. I don't know who you're talking about in this. But these are judgments that I have around someone who has an agreement. This is what happens with that agreement. These are judgments I have. And I've talked to you enough, man, to know you have real feelings. You're a guy who's connected to his soul. You can pull this off well. And, you know, feelings, you know, the basic ones, mad, sad, glad, fear, and shame. Stick to these. You know, it makes me sad. Don't have to go into a lot of story. It gets me mad. Makes me afraid. All right? And then at this point, you shut up. Because what happens at this next point right here, this is how you decide the relationship going forward with this person. If they get defensive, it's real clear. You can stop it in a good way. You can just kind of say, I'm not going to be in this professional relationship anymore. Thanks so much. If they, God bless their hearts, if they take some ownership from it, the relationship has changed forever. You've done exactly what we're doing today here on The Work. You've shined a light onto the darkness, onto the shadow, and you've held this person accountable. And you've done something for yourself that will serve you for the rest of your life, right? You've owned your power around something. You've refused to be a victim anymore. So I hope this makes sense to you. This is kind of a quick look at something we could spend a day talking about, accountability and how you do this. But I mean, this stuff will work for anybody in any situation. What was the agreement? The data that happened? Judgments I have about a person who does this? You know, this all comes, I'll touch on that another day. It's way too much to go into right now. The feelings that come up, mad, sad, glad, fear, shame. And then stop talking. All right. Okay, everybody. That was us for the day. I get to go be responsible for putting another 16-year-old onto the California highway system. I'm really excited about that. And thanks so much, everybody. I will talk to you guys tomorrow morning. We'll be back at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, 3 or so. Is that what it is in the UK? And Australia, it doesn't matter. You guys are sleeping. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.